Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Modern Creative Podcast. This is Diana, and I'm here with Joyce. And we are going to stick to the 2024 theme and talk about the business ins and outs and what we are also not investing in this year.
I'm loving this because we're recording everything in January, so it's all fresh, even though you're probably listening to this in February. But it's still 2024, so it's okay. But this kind of stemmed from at the end of the year, the beginning of the year, you see everyone with their ins and outs and their do not buy lists. So I thought it'd be interesting to talk about this when it comes to business and what we're putting our energy towards and what we're not. So should we go back and forth? What do you want to do? Like, let's do all of our ins, or
why don't we do in and out? You do one in and out and I'll do one in and out and vice versa.
Okay. Oh, I miss California.
I know. I'm not going to lie. I was thinking the exact same thing. I was like, I'm really craving an In-N-Out burger right now. Like, so bad.
Just saying In-N-Out. Oh, my God.
It's lunchtime, too.
Anyway, I know. So In-N-Out, go have with me and Diana. They have In-N-Out in Colorado.
They are coming to Franklin in Tennessee. So that's like going to be 15 minutes away from me.
I wonder if I should have In-N-Out today because they do have In-N-Out in Colorado.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, go get it.
But now it's just like, oh, I miss it, but I'm lazy, so I don't know.
This
but
is anyway, not sponsored by In-N-Out, but it really should be, truly, because we're hungry. I mean, they could just pay us in burger and fries and milkshake.
I would take that. Neapolitan, always. I always get a Neapolitan.
I love it. Okay, why don't you start with an in and an out?
In. So for me, the first thing I said was community, and I mentioned this in a previous episode where I talked about kind of going back into Instagram, going all in on Instagram, but community makes the in list for me. I'm trying to kind of rebuild what that looks like. Again, we mentioned in a previous episode, and it's probably the same for everyone, but Diana and I are just seeing followers drop off. And back in the day, back in like 2015, it was truly a place of community. And so I want to rebuild that with those that are following me currently. And if whatever I'm about now is not why you came in the beginning, like, that's great if we part ways, because I do want to build a community of people that do find whatever I'm sharing to be helpful for them. And then as I was writing this, I wrote in our show notes, because Diana and I share this document with all of our thoughts. And I wrote, oh my God, I'm always team no new friends, but do I actually want new biz friends in 2024? And I think the answer is yes. So in community, I'm going to figure out how to build that again. And then one of my outs is complicated tech funnels. So I'm very tech minded. I do not find any implementation of any software to be difficult. I love it. I love doing it myself instead of outsourcing, but it just doesn't make sense for me right now with my product offerings. And especially as I go for, you know, trying to be more simplified in business and life to deal with these really complicated automations and funnels, like beyond ManyChat, which is not complicated to set up at all. I don't think I'm going to have these complicated tech things. So complicated tech out for me in 2024. All right, Diana, share an in and an out. The whole episode, I'm thinking burgers.
I know. I love it. Okay, so my in and out kind of go hand in hand with each other, which is why I wanted to do it side by side. But an in for me this year is focus work, putting away distractions by creating before consuming, and really trying to create a voice that feels honest and me and drown out the noise. And then out would be, you know, squirrel moments, squirrel. So a bunch of new things or last minute things. I am a very momentum driven person. So I'm always looking for opportunity. And I think that could be a strength, but on the flip side, it could also be a weakness. So I'm going to really try to be slower with my yeses and give it out very, very, you know, limited amount. So that would be my end.
I like that. Slower with yeses. Give yourself time to pause and think if you really want to do this. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I like it. I default to no. So I don't have that problem.
I am. I'm a yes person, and it's hard. It's a hard one for sure.
It goes for like no. Oh, hell no. It just goes from there for me. That's my scale. Another in and out, simplicity. So I think I approach this more, I mentioned this more in terms of tech, kind of goes with my complicated tech funnels being out, but really kind of investing in software that does more than one thing is one way I'm approaching this. So for example, like Flowdesk for email can also build landing pages. It can also build your IG bio link, for example. So just one like place to do all of those things, when those can be three different softwares if you thought about it. So that's one thing. And then also kind of looking at it in terms of offers. So I do have, you know, currently three products at the time of this recording. I'm going to have 4 and 5 soon, but I kind of bundle products like together, but I'm not going to do anything extra like hosting an online summit. You know, I've hosted calligraphy business summits before and those type of things, because I got inspired and I was like, oh, I can throw up the tech for this in like 4 hours, you know, and be done. I'm not going to do that. I'm sticking to just physical products. And I have one digital like thing, big thing that I will be sharing in Q2, which I'll share with Diana and Sheena when we chat to what Friday. Or just like regular friend chat. But I just have those kind of two things. So that's my in, simplicity, keeping it simple, and product offers, tech, all of the things. And my out is doing it all myself. Especially like with tech and stuff, I would just do it myself. And I mentioned the advertising in one of our other episodes, me trying to do it myself. And right now I'm not doing that. I'm hiring out because I kind of have to, but I'm also kind of trying to find the right fit for things. I do want long-term relationships with the people that I do hire out with. I have gone to Fiverr for some one-off projects, for example, regarding my Amazon stores and products, but you know, long-term fit with my advertising agency is one. And then I'm working on trying to find a copywriter that I want to work with long-term that can do like my website copy, but also other pieces of copy that I need. So I am all about hiring out right now.
Yeah, I love it.
I can't do things by myself anymore.
I love it. I feel like we're on a same wavelength and like theme with our ins and outs. And I can't help but think this is the, not that like all across the board, everyone's feeling the same way, but I also see the industry shifts happening more towards this direction of simplification all around. I love it. Going back to that less is more analogy, you know, that has been around forever. Okay, so for me, my in is going to be, I'm going to lean into my Enneagram 3, the achiever side, and get stuff done, which means that I will be taking imperfect action, which means I'll be making mistakes and experimenting and letting myself make mistakes along the way. And I think that is my strength that I haven't tapped into in a while, because in the beginning of when you start a business, you are go, go, go all the time. You're trying things out. You don't really know what's going to stick and things like that. And then as you grow, you have more skin in the game. You start strategizing and getting all these resources. You start, you know, whatever. And then you start overthinking things, you know? And so that is my out, is overthinking every decision. And it's just weird. I don't think of myself as someone who is normally a slow decision maker. I'm very like, let's go. But lately, I found myself in this middle place in a lot of different areas of my life. And I think one of the things that my friend told me when I was telling her, like, should I add this line to my inquiry form? And I literally was thinking about it for weeks. I'm not even joking. One line in my inquiry form that I was thinking about for weeks. And she confronted me about it. And she said, Diana, this is a 5-minute decision. You just put it in there. You try it out for a week. You like it or don't like it. And then you can change it again. And I was like, you're right. And she's like, think about it. If you had budgeted your time, you could have spent that time so much more wisely. You could have had the brain space to come up with things that would actually be helpful in your business. And I just thought, oh my gosh, you're so right. It's just not, you know, one of the things I think about is with my son, I'm not thinking he has to make perfect action. I'm like, try it out. Like, yeah, try the purple crayon instead of the yellow and whatever.
Yeah.
But I found myself in that position where I'm just like, do I use the purple crayon or the yellow crayon? I don't know. And it's just not this life or death situation. So
we're not saving lives here.
Exactly. And with that, do you have any more ins and outs? Because I do think that this kind of goes in perfectly with the not investing part.
No, those are my main.
Because so both Joyce and I actually have the exact same not investing list. And it goes with what I just said, because sometimes when you overconsume, instead of checking things off your list, you add more to your list. You know, you're like, okay, well, this expert told me that I have to do it like this, or this conversion rate should look like this, or this color mm-hmm. or font converts better than this font. It's like,
oh my God, who says that?
Oh my gosh, there's so many people like, whatever. I was going to give some examples, but it's like, no, we're not going to go into that right now.
No, I don't want to know that.
Exactly. I don't want to know that. And the thing is, when you follow a guru, know that there's a lot of other people following that guru. So all of your stuff is going to look the same, you know? And I think that takes away. It's like, then why not go to an AI anyway? You know, like, what makes you a person? What makes you think outside the box? I really feel like our live art offering came from an innovation place, you know? And
I agree.
And I do think it's such a unique thing. And I take pride in that. And I'm not saying that hasn't been done. Nothing under the sun is new, right? However, I feel like when I came up with the curriculum and all of those things, it was very much drown out the noise and just put my head down, try stuff out, see people's reaction, pivot, or be like, yes, that was awesome. And then now we have this signature service. But I think, to be honest, where I really want to not do this, where I find myself overthinking, is in my online course. You know, because there's so many gurus out there.
Girl, yes. And I'm saying this because I'm on the receiving end of your text. And I'm just like, just do it, Diana.
I know.
You've been thinking about this. Just do it. Just do it.
No. I mean, Joyce knows exactly what I'm talking about when I said I've been overthinking things. And so going back to the not investing is courses. It's courses. Yeah. So the reason why I have to share this, because it's actually the perfect time for me to, I'm like literally in it right now. I did actually buy a course. And it was very...
Girl, you said no. No.
I know what you bought. I know. I do think there's nothing wrong with the course. I think it's actually a really good, valuable, all the things. If you need help with course creation and you want to know about this course, just DM me. However, the reason why I was thinking, it's not even about the course. The course could be perfect. The course could be brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I just need to put my head down and work, not necessarily go out and absorb. You know, right now. And I'm sure this will change eventually. I do think that there is a time where you put your head down, grind it out, make mistakes, trial and error. And there's other times where you level up, you meet people, you step into a bigger room, you start expanding yourself, you know, all of these things. I think there's different seasons. Right now, I feel like I'm in grind season. And I feel like even though this course is amazing and has such great value, it would actually distract me from working and making imperfect action, because I'm learning from someone who's telling me copy, paste. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, but it's good that you recognize that about yourself, you know, because at the end of the day, you're saving time and not just going through this, and you're going to work with what you have. I feel like a little bit of your 2024 feels like you're going back to being scrappy.
Yes.
You know, like when you're the very beginning of it and you're just like, you're doing it, you're testing all of the things and you're seeing what really works. And you have to do that sometimes, because like you said, there's all these people that will tell you to do it one way, but you have to see how it applies to your business. So I look forward to seeing Scrappy Diana 2024 for sure.
I miss her.
I mean, that's miss her. I'm saying no to courses. That doesn't mean I'm not buying maybe lower priced.
Yep.
Trainings, right? I have purchased lower price trainings that are super niche.
Yep.
And the reason why they're able to make it low price, one, it feeds into whatever the high ticket item is that I'm not going to buy. But they're able to make it low price because it's so niche, like one thing. And that's more what I'm interested in and like needing to learn. So I will buy a $27 class that's like super focused on one thing. The full blown $500 and up courses, I'm not doing for sure. But for me, my big investment is working with a coach or a consultant, like business consultant for this year. And that's another main reason why I'm not going to invest in courses. And not like I love her, but you know, it's not like end all be all. What she says, it's collaborative, and she takes into account my business and where I'm at and what lights me up or whatnot. So it's not just, here's all the lessons, follow them. There are no lessons. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what's working for me right now instead of investing in big courses.
Totally. That's exactly it. I should also mention, even though I'm not investing in a big course, I 100% agree. I have little things that I've purchased that answer specific problems that I need to answer right now, not the future mm-hmm. me, right? That's another thing. Mm-hmm. We don't buy jeans that we'll eventually fit to, and we don't buy courses that we'll eventually need later on, right? Okay, so... Mm-hmm. But with that mm-hmm. said, I did renew my mastermind group. So I do have a group where there's no lessons, there's no copy and paste templates, but they listen to me, they know where I'm at, and they give me feedback and things like that. And so I agree. I do think having someone like that is important. I think that's different than like a mm-hmm. course, unless it's like a skill set course. I do think skill set courses are really helpful. Like, for example, if I want to learn how to knit, I'm like, yeah, like that sounds fun. Mm-hmm. But I don't really want to buy a course this year that's business specific. I'm like, I want to wear that hat. You know, I want to wear the business hat. So yeah, I love it. We're literally on the same wavelength with all of these things.
So go return that course you bought.
Oh, I did. I requested a refund. Oh.
Okay. So, man, I'm loving the wavelengths lately. Ooh. I wonder what it would be like. This is a tangent. I wonder what it would be like if we recorded in the same room. We've never recorded a podcast in the same room out of like the 100 or whatever we have since 2018.
I know.
Should that? That's on the list to do. I don't know when, but I hope we can do that. Anyway, I don't know why I brought that up, but I'm just like, I wonder what the wavelengths would be like if we were in the same room. I know. And then that'd just be a complete blooper episode. Anyway, thanks so much for joining us. And we've been mentioning this on previous episodes if you've been listening this year, but we are coming out with a collaboration planner. So if you're a paper planner person, even if you're digital, because I'm toying with that idea too, we have the Creative Business Master Plan coming out. It is a planner. Yes, it has weekly and monthly things, but it also is geared specifically towards creative entrepreneurs. We're going to have things in there like for social media and for budgeting. And chunk of it, honestly, is really getting clear on what you want in your business. And we have prompts and like exercises for you to follow if you want more clarity in your business as well. So just get on the wait list. It's not currently out at the time of this recording, but it will be soon. Just go to creativebizplanner.com, get yourself on the wait list, and you'll be the first to hear when that is available for you. And we'll catch you in the next episode. Thanks for listening.